Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for calling the helpline for Roundup. My name is Adrian, calling from a recorded line. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
It's Pierre Darity.
And thank you for that confirmation, Ms. Darity. And how can I help you? Are you calling in regards to the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. And I'm gonna go ahead and ask you a series of questions here so we can go ahead and see if you pre-qualify for the Roundup lawsuit. So would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit, Ms. Darity?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm, or attorney for the specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Yes, correct.
Were you yourself or someone you loved diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, I was.
I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. Darity. And do you know by chance, do you know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, diffuse large B-cell lymphoma.
Diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Let's see. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
No. And who's filing this claim? Yourself, correct?
Yes, correct.
And what year were you diagnosed?
You said what year I was diagnosed?
Yes,
2020.
2020.
Yes.
And do you remember the month and day by any chance?
Yes, October 15th. Of
16th?
2020. No, 20. October 15th, 2020.
You said October 16th, 1-6, correct?
No, 1/5,
1
15th.
5, 15, sorry.
It's okay.
So I have 10, 15, 20, 20. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you for that confirmation. And where did you or your loved one spray Roundup? Was it at home, work, or both?
At home.
At home. And do you remember the address of where you used it? Of that home?
Yes. Do you need? Yes. You need it?
Yes, please.
1950 North Point Boulevard, Tallahassee, Florida 32308.
I have 1950 North. What was the rest? Sorry.
It's okay. 1950 North Point Boulevard. That's POINT Boulevard, Tallahassee, Florida 32308.
I have 30328 as a zip code. Is that correct?
Yes, 32308.
32308.
Yes.
And then just to confirm, it's 1950-1950 North Point Boulevard, Tallahassee, Florida, 32308, correct?
Correct.
And thank you for that confirmation. And by any chance, did any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your house spray Roundup? Or do you know anyone else by any chance by sprayed Roundup?
No, I don't.
No, no worries. And what was the age of your time of diagnosis, austerity?
28. I was 28 years old.
Okay, 28.
Mm.
And do you have a birth certificate by any chance?
Yes, I do.
And how many years did you spray Roundup for, would you say?
7 years.
7?
Yes,
7 years. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more? Yes or no?
Yes.
And then the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Smartphone. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And then I'm gonna go ahead and read off a list of illnesses, and then you go ahead and let me know if you have any of the above, okay? I have here
Okay.
HIV, AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes mellitus, cancer requiring chemotherapy other than non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, family history of cancer, lupus, Epstein-Barr, hepatitis B, and organ transplant.
No.
No? Okay. Thank you for that confirmation.
And you did say something I don't have right now, correct? Because I know you say other than lymphoma.
Yes, other than non-Hodgkin's lymphoma
Okay,
diagnosis.
got you. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Okay. And you said 7 years of spraying Roundup, correct?
Yes.
And then your main injury or medical problem is that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, correct?
Yes,
And then can I get your first and last name, please?
Yes, it's Tierre Darity. That's Tierre. That's my first name. Darity, D as in dog, Arity.
Thank you for that. I have Tierre, and then Darity, Darity. Is that correct?
Yes, and that's Tierre with a T.
Tierre with the T, correct.
Yes.
Thank you for that confirmation. And do you have a suffix by any chance? Junior, senior, second, third?
No.
And then can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please, Miss Darity?
Female.
And then, are you married?
No.
What's your marital status? Single, married, divorced, widowed?
Single.
Single. And your date of birth for me, please.
August 22nd, 1992.
I have August 22nd, and then what was the year?
1992.
1992. I have 8/22/92. And then can I get your
Yes.
social security number, please?
Yes, it's 595-251872.
I have 595-251872. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Thank you for that confirmation. And then, how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries slash cancer?
You said, how did I learn?
Yeah, how
When
did
I
you
started
first
having
learn?
side effects. Hello?
Yeah, sorry, I'm just typing this out for you here. Nice.
Yeah, that's when I started learning about the cancer, the that's how the I cannot pronounce the name for nothing, but when I started having side effects.
Okay, no worries. Yes, I'm gonna go ahead and put this down here. When you started feeling symptoms. And then, when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup? What was that date? An approximate date
Like a,
is fine.
the approximate date was October 9th, 2020.
I have 10/9/2020.
Yes,
And then, what is your approximate height and weight?
5'5", and my weight is 171.
171. I have 55171. And then can I get your primary contact email, please?
Yes, it's Kwan, K as in kite, I, Q, Q as in queen, U, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom at gmail.com.
Thank you for that. And just to confirm, I have K as in kangaroo, I, Q U O N T at gmail.com.
Yes, correct.
And then a primary phone number, would it be 448-488-9824?
Yes.
And is that your mobile phone number?
Yes.
Perfect. And what is the best time of day to reach you? Would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Morning. Okay. And that's only for.
Weekends, anytime.
Okay. And that's only for the attorneys to reach you. So once I go ahead and complete this intake, you should be receiving a call from one of the attorneys that you'd be assigned to within the next 48 hours. So just keep an eye out for their call. And then they're going to go ahead and just confirm the answers here that we filled out on the intake. And then once they go over the answers with you, you know, what you filled out here, what I'm doing on your behalf. And if they confirm, you know, the answers are correct, they match, then everything should be running smoothly here for you. And then I'm going to go ahead and give you their direct line as well, just so that if you have any questions or concerns in regards to, you know, the status of the lawsuit, then you could go ahead and call them with that direct line, okay?
That's fine. The reason why you say within 40 hours, because after 3 o'clock I have to go to work. I'm a manager at McDonald's, so that's why I say morning would be the best time I can answer.
Okay, morning. Yes, that is the time I put morning for the best time of day to reach you, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And how many times per month slash year did you use Roundup for? Like how many times a month? I'll go ahead and do the math for you, but how many times a month would you say you sprayed it for?
I spray at least like 3 times a month.
3 times a month, okay. 3 times a month, there's 12 months in a year. That's about 36 times a year. And you said you sprayed it for how many years?
For 7 years.
For 7 years. Okay. So that's 36 times 7, which is 252. So would you say you sprayed Roundup for 252 times?
Yes, it can be more.
Okay. So would you like me to go ahead and put 252, 300, or how many
Yes.
times? How many times?
I
What?
say 300, 300.
300. Okay. So about 300 times, correct?
Yes.
And then did you, this is a yes or no question here. Did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis? This is a
Yes.
yes. You said yes, correct?
Yes. Yes,
And when did you start spraying Roundup? Approximately when did you start spraying? When you first started spraying?
I'm a 2013.
Okay. And what month and day would you say, approximately? You don't have to remember the day. We could put, you know, like the first, but what month would you say?
April 2013.
April. Okay. You wouldn't know the exact date, would you?
No.
No, okay, no worries. So I have April of 2013, is that correct?
Yes.
And approximately when did you stop spraying Roundup?
When I got diagnosed with the cancer.
Okay, and what date
So
was
I
that
say
again?
October 2020.
October. So would you like me to go ahead and put 10-1-2020?
Yes.
And why did you stop using Roundup?
Because I got diagnosed with Hodgkin lymphoma cancer.
And when was it applied? Was it seasonally, yearly, monthly, or unknown?
Monthly.
Monthly. And how was it applied? Was it hand sprayer, a backpack, a tractor?
Hand sprayer.
Hand sprayer. And did you use any protective gear at all when applying Roundup?
No.
No. And where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied? Was it re you said it was house, so was it residential?
Yes, residential. I had a lot of grass in my backyard and unwanted weed.
Okay, so how big of an area would you say? Like an acre, less than an acre?
Less than an acre.
And in what state did you use the product in?
Florida.
Florida. And what was your exposure? Occupational slash commercial, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
Sorry, a lot of the questions here are repetitive. It's just that I have to ask these questions just because it's all, it's in the intake form here. So sorry about that. But how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it, directly exposed through farming, for example, through spraying your weeds? Well, how were you first exposed to Roundup?
Spraying my weeds.
And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
I'm not understanding.
How were you exposed, directly or indirectly? Were you directly spraying it? Were you the one directly spraying it from the spray bottle?
Yes, I was spraying for the spray bottle.
Okay, so directly, correct?
Yes,
And this is a yes or no question here. And did you personally spray Roundup?
Then again,
Did you personally spray Roundup?
yes,
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup?
like when I sprayed it.
Yeah, how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Like, was it every time?
Every time.
Every time. And how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime?
One.
Once? How many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? Like, how many?
These questions are competitive, and it's kind of irking me a little bit because I'm like, I'm
No
trying to
worries.
figure out,
Yeah, no worries. So it's kind of a repetitive question. We kind of answered it, a couple questions ago. So how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? I believe we did the math earlier.
two
It
to
was,
three a month. Oh, yeah, I know it's gone like
So
a few times a month. Okay,
it was
I don't know if you
36.
were asking.
Yeah, so it was
Yes,
36 times 7. So I believe it was 200, or you said 300. But when we did the math, it was 252. So would you want to go ahead and put 252 or 300?
I had said 300, but I could just say 252.
252. All right, I'll go ahead and change
Yeah.
the other. I'll go ahead and change the other one too to 252 as well, just so it matches.
Okay.
So I have 252. And do you live near a water well?
No.
Do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you been exposed to benzene?
No.
Or Agent Orange?
No.
And what type of Roundup was used? Was it concentrate or premix?
I just know I just bought it from the store, so I just would say concentrate.
Concentrate. And when and where was the Roundup purchased? Was it like a Lowe's, Home Depot?
It was purchased at a Home Depot.
Home Depot. And do you remember the address by any chance or no?
No, I don't.
No worries. And it says describe what purchase information you may have or can obtain. Do you have any proof of purchases, like pictures, credit card receipts, or anything along those lines?
No, it's been so long ago, and I checked Swiss Bank since then.
Yeah, no worries. And do you have receipts of your Roundup purchases? You said no, correct?
No. Yeah, because it's been so long.
And do you have any Roundup in your possession right now?
No.
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 Have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
And your current employer, you said it was McDonald's, is that correct?
Yes, I'm a shift manager.
Shift manager. And what's your employer address? Do you know the McDonald's?
I don't know it by heart, honestly. I just go to work.
Is it the McDonald's in Tallahassee, Florida, or is it a different one?
Yes,
Tallahassee.
Tallahassee.
Tallahassee, Florida. Let me go ahead and try to find it here. Does this sound familiar? Would it be on Monroe Street?
Yes, it's on that street.
I believe there's a couple here actually. Would it
There's a
be
lot of McDonald's down here. It's a lot of McDonald's down here, but it's on Monroe Street.
Monroe? Okay, I see actually a couple on Monroe Street. I believe there's three on Monroe Street. Do you know if it was north or south? Do you know if it's north or south Monroe Street?
North Monroe Street, yes.
North. Okay. So
Yes.
there's two on North Monroe Street.
Do
But
my child have to find out about this? Because I don't want them
no,
in my
no.
business. I have the messiest job ever. Okay.
Yes, they're not gonna find out about this. This is just for the attorney's information, just so they could, confirm that this is you work here. They're not gonna call them or anything like that. And then I have two here. So, do you think it's the 1944 North Monroe Street or the 3819 North Monroe Street? Because the
3819.
3819. Okay. 3819. And you said you shift manager.
Yes.
And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your conditions?
No, because I just started this job this year.
Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And then, what is your diagnosing physician name?
Karen.
Karen, do you remember her last name?
Yes, I do.
And what is it?
I'm sorry, Karen Russell.
Karen Russell. And would it be
Yes.
KAREN Russell, RUSSEL?
Yes. RUSSELL. She has two L's in her
Two
name.
L's? Okay, thank you. Dr. Karen Russell. And do you remember the diagnosing physician address, her address?
1300 Miccosukee Road.
Mississippi?
That has support Miccosukee Road.
And can you say that one more time? What does it start with?
1300 Miccosukee Road, Tallahassee, Florida 32308.
Sorry, can you say that one more time? You said Nikisiki? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, Miccosukee Road.
Nikisiki.
Miccosukee Road.
Oh, okay, perfect. I found it. 13 Miccosukee Road. I have 13 Miccosukee Road, Tallahassee, Florida. That's Miccosukee. Is that correct?
Yes, road. Tallahassee, Florida 32308. 1300 Mississippi Road.
Perfect. I have that here. I'm trying to go fast for you here since I know you have work soon. And then, do you have her phone number by any chance?
No.
No. And you don't have her phone number. And then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? I just have to type something small here or long if
Makes
you.
me hard to conceive. It prevented me hard. It prevented me from conceiving another child. I currently have a 9-year-old and couldn't have any more kids.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that, Miss Darity. And so would you like me to go ahead and put that here? Prevented to. Can you say that one more
Yes,
time?
you can. It's made me infertile. Possibility of having kids is very small. Small. My chances were higher then because I currently have a 9-year-old and I can't conceive anymore because of it.
I see. Infernal. And then, do you have any medical records that indicates the cancer of your diagnosis and type?
Yes, it's with my doctor.
Okay. And then, can I get the hospital name, please?
Tallahassee Memorial
Tallahassee.
Healthcare.
Memorial Healthcare. And would it be, let's see, where's the address? 1300 Miccosukee Road. Is that it there?
Yes.
Perfect. And is it the same as, is it a different healthcare facility? Do you have a different healthcare facility? Or is it the
No.
same as the hospital?
It's same at the hospital. They have a lot of companies within that one hospital.
Okay. And your oncology is the same place too?
That again.
What oncology practice is treating your cancer? Like, where were you diagnosed? Where's your oncology?
I'm there,
Same
the
place?
same place.
Okay.
Yes.
No worries. Thank you for that confirmation here. And would it be this phone number here ending in 1155? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
No worries. I have it here pulled up.
Do you not have any more questions? I want to stay for it to take this long. I know you have to do what you have to do, but I got to get ready for work
Yes,
soon.
I'm so close from being done. I just need to put your medical treatment here. Just the questions that I just asked you, and then I just have to put your full address and then an emergency contact name, and that's all. I'll be sending you a DocuSign, and then you just have to do the DocuSign. Draw your signature through email or a text that I'll be sending you, and then once you do that, it'll be done, and that'll be like.
Got you.
That should only take about a minute or two, depending on how fast you are. But I'm almost done here. Let me go ahead and do this really quickly. I'm so sorry about that, Miss
Okay.
Darity.
It's okay.
And then you said, is it? You said the doctor's name was Dr.
Karen Russell.
Karen Russell with two L's and two
Yeah,
S's.
two L's and two S. Correct.
And the date that you were treated?
Date I was treated,
Yes.
October 2020.
And you, what was the date again? Or the
I was
day?
treated on October 23rd, 2020.
So I have October 10, 23, 2020. And then can I get your, oh, sorry, one more question. What type of treatment did you receive for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Stem cell transplant, chemotherapy slash immunotherapy, radiation, surgery, no treatment, or other?
Chemotherapy slash immunotherapy.
Okay. And then, can I get your full address, please?
Yes, 1950 North Point Boulevard, Tallahassee Falls, 32308.
I have 1950 North Point Boulevard, Tallahassee in Leon County, Florida, 32308. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have been unresponsive. So, who would you like to go ahead and put for an emergency contact if you like?
My mom, her name is Juliet McGriff.
And do you live with
JUL.
Juliet?
No, yeah, I live with my mom back and forth.
Okay, lives with, you said Juliet, JULIET.
Yes.
And her last name?
MCGRIFF.
Sorry, say that one more time.
MCGRIFF.
And her phone number, please.
850-559-3396.
Sorry, it cut off. You said 550?
850-559-3376.
I have 850-559-3376. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that is your mother. So I'm gonna go ahead
Yes.
and we're all done here. Let me go ahead and just double check the agreement here before I go ahead and send that to you via email and SMS text message. And then, oh, sorry, I forgot to ask you one more question. Do we have permission to contact her if you are unresponsive?
Yes. Yes.
Perfect. So let me go ahead and double check this before I send this to you again via email and text message. And then I'm gonna go ahead and walk you through it step by step. And again, this should only take about a minute, depending on how fast you are here. So intake, I want to go ahead and create that. Let me go ahead and just double check everything is correct here.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and just confirm everything is perfect here with you. I have Tierra Darity, TIERRE. Darity, DARITY. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then I have address 1950 North Point Boulevard, Tallahassee, Florida 32308. Telephone number is 448-488-9824. Email address is KIQUONT@gmail.com.
Yes.
Date of birth is 8/22/1992. Social secu security number ending in 1872.
Yes.
Perfect. So I have everything here. I want to go ahead and send that over to you via email and text message. So let me go ahead and or let me know when you go ahead and receive that and open that up for me. Go ahead and put me on speaker if you haven't already, and then I'll go ahead and walk you through on how to
Yes, I got it right now.
perfect. So go ahead and pull that up, put me on speakerphone, and then go ahead and click that link that's in that text message or email. and then it'll direct you
Okay.
to a new DocuSign webpage. Once that DocuSign webpage opens up, please click that yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen. You may also have to click a yes button to allow consent or check a box that says I agree to use electronic records and signature. Then continue. At the top right of the page, you will see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it, and it'll direct you to your first signature field. The small yellow box, please click it, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger and hit adopt and sign. So just make
Okay, I'm
sure,
doing that now.
yes, just make sure your signature is just inside the margins inside the box, and then hit adopt and sign so you don't have to draw your signature for every box. And then now go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields.
Okay, I just signed all of everything now.
Okay, so you did your initials and everything?
Yes.
Oh, no way, that was really quick. Oh, yeah, perfect. I do see it here that it's completed. Perfect. So let me go ahead and give you the law firm that you were assigned to, their direct line. So again, you should be receiving a call from them within the next 48 hours. But for whatever reason, if you do not receive a call from them, go ahead and give them a call within 2 days. So they're or after 2 days, sorry. So let me know when you have a pen and paper in hand so I can go ahead and give you the direct line.
Okay, I'm ready.
So their direct line for your the law firm that you're assigned to is called named Pawlowski. Pawlowski. So their direct line is 909-906-3862. Again, that's 909-906-3862. Did you get all that, Miss Darity?
909. Yes, 909-906-3862.
Perfect, Miss Darity. Well, again, you should be receiving a call within the next 48 hours. And if you don't, for whatever reason, go ahead and give them a call on the second day. So I would say Wednesday. Just because, they do have a lot of forms and a lot of people that they need to get to, but you should be receiving a call within the next 2 days. And again, Miss Darity, thank you so much for your time. Do you have any questions or concerns for me before I let you go?
No, thank you.
Of course, Miss Darity. Well, thank you so much. I really hope you have a great day at work. But other than that, have a great rest of your day. And if you have any questions or concerns, you could always feel free to give us a call back, okay?
Okay.
Perfect, Miss Darity. Well, thank you so much and have a great rest of your day.
Me too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.